I'd like to begin by reading Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering, and a sacrifice to God for sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be one's name among you, as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolishness, or foolish talking, not jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no warmonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, at any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Now, what verses 1 and 2 reminds us to learn is that we share in the resurrection. The Apostle Paul actually would like to remind us of this warning that in verse 15 as well, that I haven't continued reading that. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now, it's important to realize here that the Apostle Paul would like us to realize that we must walk carefully. In verse 15, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Because we live in an age of full of temptation and disruption. It's so easy to be busy, but not productive. It's easy to fill our schedule and still be empty in one soul. Wisdom says, reflect, pause, look carefully how you are walking. Now the question for us on verse 15 is, are you walking with purpose or just passing time? Are your choices drawing you closer to God or quietly pulling you away? Many people don't fall away from God in one big leap. They drift one careless step at a time. Think with me of a person walking by the seashore. If they are not careful, the tide comes in slowly. Just like what happened to those people who tried to catch mussels. I think Chinese people want to do that work. But because of the low tide, they kept coming farther away until the high tide suddenly came and they could not come back to the shore. Well, that is the illustration that if they are not careful, or if you are not careful, the tide comes in slowly, one wave at a time, until they realize they are farther from the shore than they thought. What Paul is trying to warn us on this is that don't let that happen to your soul. Walk carefully. And then he also used that word, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Well, what redeeming the time in a modern way of saying it, make the most of your opportunity. Although that's easier than done, how do we make the most of our time? The opportunity to serve God, the opportunity first before God, first the opportunity to pray more and to really deepen our knowledge of God's word. And then, even having done that, but failed to do it in applying it, then we are failing to make the most of every opportunity. That is the struggle of every Christian. How do we make the most of our opportunity to know God deeper in His Word by praying, and also to serve Him? So, in the correct sense of making the most opportunity, making the most means to redeem. What does that mean? To buy back. How do we buy back the time? Because most workers I've heard, that time is money, right? That's what, if you talk to any contractors, right? Or any builders, they will say time is money. That's why there is a call time. When you call them, there's a call chart, because they don't want to waste their time, isn't it? So what Paul is saying here, buy back the time. Buy back the moments that are slipping away. Every sunrise, every new day, is a divine opportunity, a new mercy from God. But opportunities don't wait forever. They fade slowly, like morning dew. So Paul says, redeem the time, because the days are evil. In other words, the world won't help you live wisely, but you have to do it intentionally by prayer, reading God's word, to encourage us, and to love God's word, as I repeatedly say and encourage ourselves when I preach that on Psalm 119, that the psalmist in verse 97, the first instances that he say, I love your word, O Lord. But in 97, he said, oh, how I love your word, because they are my meditation day and night. Now, imagine, in closing, Jesus, imagine as currency. Every day, God deposits 86,400 seconds into your account. That's 24 hours. You can spend them, however, you can spend them however you choose, but you cannot carry any over tomorrow. Did that make sense? Did I understand that? Let me repeat it. You can spend them however you choose, this 86,400 seconds, God give it to our accounts, but you can carry any over tomorrow. If you fail them, that's wasted time. That's already over. At midnight, whatever you didn't use for God's glory is gone forever. That's why wisdom says, spend your time like it's holy. Like it's holy. That's the time when we get serious with God and making the most of our time. And in the last verse I would like to say is Proverbs 27:1. If you have that quickly. Proverbs 27, 1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Do not boast about tomorrow, but for you do not know what a day may bring. Listen to this. We plan our days, but God holds our tomorrows. It's not wrong to plan, but it's wrong to presume. I think as if things are going to get better. That's a wrong presupposition. You and I don't know if we will wake up tomorrow. Is that true? Isn't that true? We don't know because we don't hold our life. It is in the hands of God. That's why the Apostle Paul repeatedly say, make the most of your time. You and I don't know if we'll wake up tomorrow. That's not meant to scare us, however. It's meant to wake us up, to really think how we make the most of our time. In reading this yesterday, I was awakened to the time, to myself as well, how am I making the most of my time? And it's good for us to be, I mean, spending this time talking about the issues that affects us all. It's not only to do something about it, but to make sure that the continuous encouraging of one another, praying for one another, saying the right word to each other, when it means so much. Yesterday will not come back. But today, when Sunday comes, when Friday comes, when Wednesday comes, let's be prepared to say the right word at the same time. It can be anything. Because to say the right words today is the most important time. What we can do today, we cannot do yesterday. We cannot do tomorrow or next week. It is always important to make the most of our time in doing good, like the Boy Scout, which I was always, we were always at, memorized. The Scout motto is, do your good turn daily. Do your good turn daily. In other words, do what you can to your fellow Boy Scouts, to your fellow classmates, and to your neighbor. Well, that's the challenge. And to close this, a missionary once said, I'll go anywhere as long as it's forward. That's what it means to live wisely. I'll go tomorrow, or I'll go anywhere as long as it's forward. That's what it means to live wisely, to live every day as if it's your last day. For the wisdom is in it. And every act as if it's eternal. It can make a difference. But if you fail it, it's gone. That's why the wise words of the Apostle Paul is make the most of your time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word that you have given to us to really teach ourselves how to make use of the 86,400 seconds we run through the 24 hours that you give to us. You put it to our account day by day, but when we fail to do them and use them properly for your glory and for our benefit, it's gone. So help us tonight to take heed of what the Apostle Paul said, to make the most of our time every day. And help us to identify anything that is wasted on our efforts today or yesterday, the first months and years, to learn from them, not to make the same mistake again, but to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice in honoring you. asking you to direct our steps for more fruitful life and service for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ernie.
Thank you, too.
Yes, thank you very much. That's very helpful. We all really know to sing Psalm 68. I think we should sing Psalm 90. Hang on, if I can find it. Psalm 90. I'll find that. So count your, so order you. Psalm 90. Teach us to number our days, verse 12. Let me just find it. So verse 12, I'll just share the screen. See, hang on, so guys. Verse 14, what about going from verse 11 to 14? That's four verses. That's Psalm 90, 11 to 14. I'd be very grateful. If you would kind enough to give us a tune. You got one?
Knows the power of my love, according to my will.
Yeah, that works.
Who knows the power of thy wrath according to thy fear? So bids thy God, not teach thou us our end, in mind to bear. And so to count our days that we our hearts may still apply to learn thy wisdom through that we may live by. Turn yet again to us, O Lord, how long shall it be? Let it repent thee now for those that servants are to thee. O with thy tender mercies, Lord, as thee satisfy, so we rejoice, shalom. And still be glad in thee.
Let's close in prayer, Joel.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Bible study this evening. Lord, we do pray that we might use each day as if it were our last. Lord,
mm-hmm.
we pray that thou wouldst teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that, Father, we might redeem that time, because days
mm-hmm.
are evil. And yet, Lord, we thank thee that thou hast given to us the days that thou hast appointed to each of us. We pray that we might seek first thy kingdom. We pray that we might regularly examine ourselves as to whether we are using our energy and our time, even our money, for the right things. And we pray, Lord, that thou wouldest guide us and direct us, because how much we need that, how much we need thee to show us how to use the resources which thou hast given to us. Please would thou bless our church, and please would thou cause us to be knit together in love. Please may there be unity. Please may there be peace. And we pray that the issues that we've discussed even today might have even good outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
We ask these things in our Saviour's name. Pray that thou hast grant each of us safe journeys through. We ask these things in our Saviour's name for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.